Joe.
Hey, what's going on?
Fixing the chain for Bill Billy.
You get diamonds today?
I did.
Both packages or just one?
Yep, both of them.
Okay, I was
They
worried.
Both look nice, too.
Good. Well, I got an I-1 I'm going to send you, too, that is a little bit nicer.
How much is that one?
Than an I-1. Where'd it go? Hold on. Oh, somebody jumped on it while my ass was at lunch. It's 25/20.
Ooh.
Yeah, triple X, measures 6.8. Yeah,
that's
real
a little
nice
bit
for that
smaller
money.
In
dimensions, but it's
yeah.
Freaking.
What's the weight?
120.
Oh, not bad.
No, I thought it was, you know me, I go through inventory more than the I-1s because I like to see what we got.
Yeah.
And
I told this dude, I said, listen, I've sold plenty of stones that look like they do on paperwork, but then when you look at them in person, they don't look like they do. I said a lot of it has to do with the certifications that go along with them.
True story.
If you get a weak cert, like an EGL certified stone or something from over in Europe, they are way more lenient to what they call a stone versus what it actually looks like in person. So in that regard, I try to go off of that and make my final judgment when the thing comes in here and I actually get to look at it.
Right.
And I said, my dude that I get diamonds from, been doing it for almost 20 years now, and he does a pretty good job finding me deals or things that look like they do on paperwork, and then you actually look at them in person, and you're like, there is no way that is a J or a K for that matter. But sometimes they come in, they look a lot nicer than what, like, the way that the cut is.
Yeah, and sometimes, honestly, I think sometimes GIA drops the ball. Some of these I-1s I send you should be SI-2s. We've had a couple
Absolutely.
In the past that, you know, the K should have been an H. It's just,
yeah.
Nobody
well,
swears by GIA, but.
With the cut of the stone, like if they get
yes.
the dimensions just perfect, then it still bounces light around like it's supposed to.
Well, now we do those gem print IDs, and that's really cool, too. So.
Excellent. All right, well, I did get some stuff from you.
All right, good. That's all I want to make sure.
When you send the other one? Monday?
I'll be there Monday, yeah.
Oh, cool.
All right,
he's
cool.
supposed to freaking call me Monday. He said he was going to sleep on it over the weekend and then let me know.
All right.
So, I'll find out on Monday if he...
Either way, it's just a good diamond. It's a good diamond.
Or if he's going to come up and make the trip from Cincinnati and come see me.
Good. Okay, cool.
Cool.
All right, how late are you there today?
Another hour.
All right, good. Yeah, I can't wait to get the hell out of here, too. So.
I know. I'm with you.
All right. We just had an awesome lunch, man. Sausage and peppers, chicken parm. I didn't eat the pasta. There was potatoes. I didn't eat salad. Nice.
A bunch of stuff you could smell from across the room and not
oh,
even...
Oh, buddy, smell from two stories up. Just, you know, but...
All right,
brother.
Well, I'm
have a good one.
Out of here. He's double parked out front.
All right, I'll catch up.
Got a parade going on.
Oh, good time.
I'll get at you the first of the week.
All right, you got it, brother. Thank you.
All right, later. Yep.
Goodbye.